AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. That's the sound of a 20-truck convoy carrying humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and some canned goods, to the millions in the Gaza Strip. The State Department says the U.S. welcomes the delivery, the first since the horrific October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. It thanks U.S. partners in Egypt, Israel, and the United Nations for the safe passage of the shipments. But CBS's Chris Livesay reports Israel has a caveat.
It has, for the time being, guaranteed safe passage of this aid, but if it gets one whiff of this aid falling into the wrong hands or falling outside of the terms of the arrangements with Israel, Israel's made it very clear it will not allow further trucks to pass through.
CBS's Roxana Saberi in Tel Aviv with another challenge.
Israeli tanks and troops continue to build up along its border with Gaza, poised for a ground invasion. Israel says in addition to the more than 1,400 people killed in the Hamas attack, up to 200 Israelis are still missing, and another 210 people are still held hostage in Gaza.
Now to Capitol Hill in Washington, where Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has lost his bid to become Speaker of the House. CBS's Scott McFarlane with the latest.
Several new candidates to be the next Speaker of the House floated their names Friday night. There'll be a candidates forum here Monday night. But for whoever runs in this race, with all the fractures revealed over the past few weeks, it'll be a steep climb to the necessary 217 votes.
Another campaign attorney for former President Trump has pleaded guilty in that Georgia election interference case. CBS's Jeff Glor with details.
Kenneth Chesbro pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit filing false documents. Prosecutors say he orchestrated the fake electors scheme. As part of the plea deal, the judge dropped the six other charges, including racketeering. Chesbro will have to testify in trials of other co-defendants.
The government is stepping in over health risk from products used to chemically straighten hair. CBS's Michael George.
The FDA is proposing to ban hair straightening products that contain formaldehyde and other formaldehyde-releasing chemicals. Studies have warned of both short- and long-term health problems, from difficulty breathing to an increased cancer risk. The threats are higher for black women. According to the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, about 50% of these types of products advertise to black women, compared with just 7% to white women.
There's a housing crisis for thousands displaced by those wildfires in Maui. There was already a shortage there, and now tourists are returning, causing worries about where people are going to live. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 34. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 53. Mid-50s, Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. Highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, one and all, and thank you for joining me on Over the Back Fence. We're back. It's been a couple of weeks, but I am back in the chair. I'm your host, Seth, here for Over the Back Fence. See, I'm rusty. Over the Back Fence on WFHR, where you call 424-2600 if you have things to sell to your friends or neighbors in the central Wisconsin area. If you're looking to, we're going to talk about some events going on here. If you have some events coming up, of course, Halloween is just around the corner. Go ahead and call up with those as well and anything else you want to talk about. And before we get into anything else, let's go ahead and grab that first phone call that we have today. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, good morning. Am I allowed to do a wanted to sell a car?
You certainly are. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special car. It's a 1938 Model A. Original, $18,000 to $20,000. All original. To give away, a dehumidifier, it works, I just have no need for it.
Mm-hmm.
424-2105.
424-2105.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
I got a couple of interesting items here. First of all, I got a dehumidifier to give away, if you're interested in that. Also, a Model A Ford. Oh my goodness. Classic. Oh, car for sale. Ooh, I love it. Love it. It's a great first call for the day today. If you're interested, 424-2105, 424-2105, the number to call if you're interested in either one of those items. It's easy as that, everyone. That is what Over the Back Fence is all about. It's also about going through some community events and other stuff that's happening in central Wisconsin here. So once again, thanks everyone for joining me. And if you want to be on the air, 424-2600 is the number to call. All right, first things first, I want to say a big shout out and thank you to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, now at 2 locations, the one here in Rapids, 3340 8th Street South, of course. You know where that's been for a long time, but now they recently just opened another office in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. If you want to call them up, same number for both places, 715-424-4101. That's 715-424-4101. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. If you're looking for health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of Medicare insurance or anything like that, if you have any questions at all, please, no cost consultation. Call them up, go to the website, get email them, however you want to do it. They will get you in touch. They will find out what you need, and they will help you get it. Jeff Clark & Associates, sponsor of Over the Back Fence. Big thank you to them once again. All right, so for the show here, along with your phone calls, we're going to go over some items that are going on. We've got lots of sports coming up here, of course, on WFHR and WIRI. We'll go over that just a little bit. We're going to have our calendar of events, talk about some Halloween activities coming up this weekend and next weekend. Hopefully, we'll soon be getting some trick-or-treat times for on Halloween itself. Of course, that's on a Tuesday this year, on the 31st, of course. So we'll stay tuned for that as well. And lots of other things to talk about, but hopefully I'll get your phone calls, 424-2600. First of all, if you caught the game last night, it was Badgers versus Michigan Tech. Like I told James yesterday, an old WCHA matchup. For those of you old enough to remember the WCHA, I fondly do. So the Badgers hockey team, of course, was on last night. But today at 12:30, that's when the pregame starts, we've got the Badgers for the Big Ten matchup, the Fighting Illini in Champaign today. So looking to get back in their to their winning ways, the Badgers are. So tune in at 12:30 for that. It's coming up very shortly. Also, join us on Monday for Playmakers at 3. Goes from 3 to 4. Call-in show, 424-2600. Same number as you would call right now to get on over the back fence. I'll be joining James once again this Monday. We'll talk all kinds of things, of course. The NFL going on, what happens with the Badgers in college football this weekend, the baseball playoffs, of course. Some excitement happening now. They suddenly got exciting. Ooh, so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Also, we'll talk probably some Bucks. Of course, the Bucks will be coming up here on these airwaves. We're going to be broadcasting Bucks games once again on WFHR. I know they did it many, many years ago, so it's nice to have them back, to bring the Bucks back here to WFHR. Looking forward to that as well. And on the WIRI side, don't forget we've got college. No, I said college, not college, high school. We've got high school basketball coming up here during the beginning of November. That's coming up very quickly. Boys, girls, we've got Assumption, we've got Wisconsin Rapids, we've got Randy making the call on that one as much as he possibly can. So tune in for that. We'll be letting you know when those games are going to be broadcast on 105.5 WIRI. Plus, we've got River Kings hockey coming up in November as well. More hockey, more sports, all over the place here on WFHR and WIRI. We are locally grown radio. Well, before I came in today, I wanted to let everyone know, if you're wandering around or driving around town, and if they're still going strong, they've got about an hour left for most yards. It's Day of Caring today. That's right. It's finally here. So if you go around and see people in yellow shirts, and I want to thank whoever did the yellow shirts this year from the United Way. Awesome. My favorite color. Love it. Getting to see yellow shirts all around town. Very awesome and very obvious. So James will just have to wait. They'll get orange again. But yellow shirts today for Day of Caring. The yard that we did, we had a great team of about, I think, about 8-9 people. And we got our lawn done, lickety-split. We were done right around 10 o'clock. It was a decent-sized yard. But when you have a lot of hands, man, it goes really fast. And I have to say thanks once again for all the coordinating the United Way does for this, to get all the lawns, to get all the volunteers. It is a fun activity. It really is a fun and very meaningful activity to do Day of Caring. And I hope everyone out there who is still doing it, or maybe if you're finished, kudos to you for volunteering. So that's what makes this possible. So thanks, everyone, for doing that. Another note from our friends over at the Wood County Health Department. It's that time of year again. COVID-19 is circulating in our community, so make sure to grab a few at-home tests. Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available through the Wood County Health Department and at all Wood County libraries while supplies last. Any individual, organization, business, or establishment is able to pick them up at the front desk. Do not go inside if you're having symptoms, of course. Call to set up a pickup outside. They will be glad to deliver them to you. As a reminder, the FDA extended expiration dates for many at-home COVID-19 tests. So check before you throw them out. Just know that the expiration date is now set for March 18th of next year. So even if you have ones that have an expiration date on them, you can keep using them through March 18th of next year. Test kits are available, of course, in all Wood County libraries, McMillan Library here in Rapids, the Pittsfield Community Library, the Lester Library of Arpen, the Lester Library of Vesper, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nacusa, and the Roll Marshfield Public Library as well. If you have any questions, please contact our very good friends over at the Wood County Health Department, 715-421-8911, 421-8911. You can also stop by 111 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. COVID is back with us once again, everyone. So make sure if you're having symptoms, go get a test. All right. I think now is a great time to take our first break of the day. When we come back, I'll be getting into our calendar of events here for this weekend, this week, and heading into next weekend as well, as we look at a whole bunch of Halloween stuff coming up. Great activities for the kids and for the whole family. And of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 to get on WFHR's Over the Back Fence. We are indeed locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 34. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 53. Mid-50s Monday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for scattered storms on Tuesday, highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome back, everyone. Some spooky Halloween bumpers out there for you. Thanks for joining me on this kind of gloomy Saturday. It's not very nice out there, but I can't complain about the weather too much. It's been very, very nice over the last week, so no complaining here. It's a nice fall weather out there in central Wisconsin. And while we're talking about fall weather and doing things, let's talk about events coming up here in central Wisconsin, Rapids, all over Wood County as well, and parts of Adams County as well. So let's get into that. And please remember, as I go through these items, that you are welcome to call 424-2600 to get on these airwaves. I'll finish reading what is in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. Let's start off by looking at the schedule for our friends over at the Lowell Center, of course, located at 220 3rd Avenue South. They are in the Centralia Center. This week looks like they got a couple of fun things going on, besides their, of course, their usual exercise courses and other senior, I don't want to say just say senior things, but other activities that they offer there. On Monday the 23rd, Book Club is going to be going through Truly Madly Guilty. That's going to be happening at 1:30. That's the book club on the 23rd. Looking at Tuesday, the 24th at 1 o'clock, the So Cute Club will be meeting as well. On Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we've got the Bunko Social Hour. So go ahead and check that one out. That one's every, that one is every second and fourth Wednesday by looking at the schedule here at the Lowell Center. So if you're a Bunko fan or if you want to figure out what it's all about, go check it out. We've got Silver Cinema happening on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Dark Shadows, I believe that is the update with Johnny Depp. And then a reminder on Friday, the 27th, the Senior Art Gallery voting ends. So if you have wanted to get your vote in and you have not done so yet, Friday is the deadline to do that. If you have any questions about this program schedule or anything else happening at the Lowell Center, please contact our friends there at 715-421-1051. That's 421-1051 to get more information about the activities offered at the Lowell Center. Let's go ahead and get into some stuff that's happening on this very day here. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I almost I almost started looking at next week. Let's wait. Let's wait for next week. But there are still a couple of fun Halloween-themed events happening today. Don't want to forget, over our friends over at the ODC are having their haunted house this weekend. 1191 Huntington Avenue is where it's located. They had it last night, and they're doing it again tonight from 6 to 9:30. There's going to be trippy treats. There's going to be food truck there. Free donations accepted. It's free, all-inclusive, wheelchair accessible, family fun, spooktacular. The Haunted House over at the ODC. Once again, that's from 6 to 9:30 today. It is at 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Help support our good friends over at the ODC. Tonight is also the first weekend for the Historic Point Bosses Spirit Walk. Enjoy an evening of haunted history with storytelling, guided tours. It's going from 6 to 8 tonight. And then again next Saturday, the 28th, also from 6 to 8. Take a guided lantern-lit walk around Historic Point Boss and learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you all about themselves and their version of haunted history. It's fun for the entire family. There's no scare here. It's all just great historical information. $5 for adults, $2 for students. Go ahead and check out the interview that we had with Mike Hittner and Larry. And find out more about this, go to civicmedia.us, click on Midday Magazine, and check out the last time we talked to the Historic Point boss, and find out a little bit more about how it what goes into making this happen and why it's such a fun event that we like to talk about in Wisconsin Rapids and in the Nakusa area, of course, which is where that is. Not so scary, but delicious. Tomorrow, we've got the next St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast, going from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links and ham, milk, juice, and coffee. Cost is $10 for ages 13 and up, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and the table service is provided by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds for the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs, and once again, thank you for your support for going to these breakfasts they offer there. Church breakfasts are the best, by the way. Very, very awesome. All right, looking ahead to next week, your next opportunity to donate some blood. We've got the next community blood drive happening at the former East Junior High School, room 111, on Monday from 2 to 7 p.m. Appointments are always encouraged. Just call 866-566-5900 to schedule your appointment that way. This is with the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, and they are the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Keep that in mind. But walk-ins, of course, are also welcome as well. They want to remind everyone that this is at 311 Lincoln Street, and please enter off of Lincoln Street when you get there. That's coming up this Monday from 2 to 7, former East Junior High School, room 111, Community Blood Drive by the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin. Be a hero and help them out. All right, we're going to pause in that for just a minute to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I was wondering, different people have asked about if you're ever going to bring back Over the Back Fence on weekdays again, weekday mornings.
I can tell you pretty strongly that I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, because it seemed like, even seemed like you got a lot more callers sometimes during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for a lot of different reasons. We've gone over it a little bit over the air, you know, over the last year or so since we've had to change this. It has to do with, you know, our the new network we're with. It has to do with, you know, to be honest, a lack of people You know, a lot of it has to do with that. So anyway, people
like that
get their
all over the place.
Yeah, right, exactly. People get their stuff in different ways now, online and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of.
I just thought I'd ask about it
because
I talked to different people and they had asked if it'd ever be coming back, and I said I didn't know.
That's a great question, though, and I'm glad you asked it. But I mean, there's a very almost no chance that that's going to happen. So
we'll
just get that out there.
Anyway.
Thank you.
And have a good rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 424-2600. That was an awesome question. I know some people have been asking. We still occasionally get calls during the week, even though we've been doing this for well over a year on the Saturdays with Over the Back Fence. And and it's in some ways it's unfortunate, but it also is a sign of the times. That's kind of where we are with this kind of a show, this kind of a swap show. It doesn't have as much demand as it did back in the day, before pre-internet days and that sort of thing. And so this is why we're here. This is why we're here on Saturdays. So we'll try to keep it going as long as we can. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But once again, yes, thank you. Thank you so much for the question and the call. Coming up later this week, don't want to forget that is the fourth Wednesday of the month. That means that we have the Heroes Cafe coming up on Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. For now, it's still at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters, of course, welcome for free refreshments. It's harder to say than I thought. Refreshments provided at no cost. There we go. We'll say that. And we only have a couple of them coming up, and one coming up in November and December as well. One in January, one in February, and then they'll be in December. They will be switching back to the Crossview Church, which is where they used to have it. So we'll keep you updated on all that information. But it's still going on, everyone. Don't worry, they're still doing the American Heroes Cafe coming up this Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, 693. Go get you, if you're one of those people we mentioned, go and enjoy yourself and get some free refreshments. We got some interesting things being offered by the ADRC and our good friends over at the YMCA here in Rapids. Some great workshops for helping you stay active as you grow older. This is great stuff to learn, but this is not stuff that's just for older people. This is for anyone to learn how to keep active and how to better your balance. And I got to say, that sounds pretty good to me because my sense of balance isn't very good. So maybe I should be considering doing this. We do have it going on right now throughout Wednesdays, throughout October, going through November 15th. It's the Stepping On Fall Prevention Program. It's Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. You can hear from the experts. They're going to talk about things like physical therapy, strength and balance coordination, optometrists and pharmacists, vision and hearing, so important. For these things, vision, hearing, and medication can all increase fall risk. There's a community safety expert going to be there to avoid hazards in your home. Tons and tons of great information. You do need to register. Call 888-486-9545. That's 888-486-9545. It's going to be taking place at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 220 3rd Avenue South. That's Suite 1. Of course, that's in the Centralia Center. So keep that in mind, everybody. And that goes from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Wednesdays through November 15th. Keep that in mind. This is also sponsored by the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. And great group of institutions and people to help get this stuff off the ground to help you better your balance and avoid those very dangerous falls. Well, we talked about them once for Wednesday. Let's talk about them again. The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, will be having their weekly bingo game on Wednesday, like they do every Wednesday. Doors open at 5, bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. If you have any questions, call them at 715-423-1930. Go have some fun with some bingo. Help support the Elks Lodge with what they do, including the American Heroes Cafe, at least for a little bit longer. But they do so much more for veterans, for students, for all kinds of groups in our community. And we love to support those Elks. And you can do so by having a great time playing bingo. Here's another class that's being offered by our good friends over at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Powerful tools for caregivers, Caregivers provide so much to others as they care for a loved one, such as a spouse, parent, neighbor, aunt, or anyone. Powerful Tools is about how caregivers can care for themselves too. We have talked about this a lot. I know James has had several guests on Midday Magazine talking about this, especially from the ADRC, about if you are a caregiver, and there's a lot of people out there that don't know that they are, you need to take care of yourself too. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of them. This is a great way to help you reduce stress, guilt, anger, and depression, improve your decision-making and time management and communication skills. It's being offered at the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce right now, 700 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. That's Thursdays through November 9th, 10:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. More information and to register. It is free, but you do need to register. Again, you can go to their website, adrc-cw.org. Or call them, 888-486-9545. 888-486-9545, the number to call if you want to get in on the Powerful Tools for Caregivers class. All right, we're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour, get a weather update as well. And as we come back, we're going to get into some more events here on WFHR. I'm going to fix my mouth. While we're on break here and come back and talk a little bit better here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 51, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 34. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 53. Mid-50s, Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. Highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold,
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Our poor soul.
Doing the dead man's stroll here on this Saturday. It is about 11:34 on the clock. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'm your host, Seth, here for Over the Back Fence. And let's keep on going here. We've got more events to talk about coming up this week and next weekend as we gear up for Halloween. Also, don't forget, 424-2600 is the number to call right now if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors here in central Wisconsin. We do encourage you to call up now. That is what this show is all about. All right, let's continue here. I want to remind everyone that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this has been going on since 1987 is when that was first designated. And our good friends over at the Family Center have a couple of events planned for this, including one coming up this week on Thursday. This awareness effort will culminate with this Thursday's annual vigil, set for 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 28th at the Family Center, 500 25th Street North in Rapids. The public is encouraged to attend this free event. Please note, weather permitting, a part of the vigil will be held outside. During the vigil, a special remembrance of victims of domestic violence homicides in Wisconsin in 2022 will take place. The evening also will include recognition of community members and organizations who have shown outstanding support for the Family Center during the past year. Of course, just a reminder, if you or someone you know needs support in a domestic violence situation, the Family Center Crisis Line is 715-421-1511, 421-1511. It is answered 24/7. All calls and contacts are confidential, and advocacy services are at no cost. This is such an important issue. Of course, we know we talk about it a lot on these airwaves. A day to remember those who have lost their lives because of domestic violence, and a way to keep the word going that this is not acceptable, that we need to find ways as a society to get rid of that. Coming up on Thursday as well, our good friends over at Focus and the Neighborhood Table will be having their weekly meal from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at 2321 West Grand Avenue. This is the neighborhood meal program, of course, that is offered every Thursday. Go check it out. If you're looking for a free meal, they will be offering for you. They always have great food there, too. So go and check it out at Focus. They're great friends over there. Big shout out to Focus and all that they do, including the sweeps and the backpack program as well. That's this coming Thursday, 4:30 to 6, for their neighborhood table meal. All right, let's head on to next weekend. We got some interesting things going on here, especially in terms of some Halloween activities coming up. Of course, one of my favorites, Halloween at the Y, is coming up next Friday the 27th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at 601 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. It's Family Fun Night. Evening activities include a family-friendly haunted house, games, a dancing, costume contest, face painting, arts and crafts, a photo booth. You get in for free with a donation of a non-perishable food item. If you have any questions, please contact our good friend Stephanie Lund, Community Events Coordinator there, at 715-697-3985, or email her at slund@swcymca.org. This is in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area, proudly working together for our community. I went to this last year with my kids. It was a lot of fun. It was packed. Lots of people there. And I expect, once again, there's going to be tons of people at this cool, cool event. Also want to note that they're doing an event in conjunction with this event. It's the same Halloween party. It's not a different one, from 5:30 to 8. Free with canned good donation, of course. But this is for Sober October. Rethink your drink. Find other ways to unwind and relax. The challenge is, throughout the whole month of October, fill your month of October with activities and plans to keep yourself from getting bored and reaching for a drink. You can add these events to your calendar as well, and make sure to sign up at the desk at the Y. There were several things offered this month, but the next one will be the Halloween party, and that's being in conjunction with the Halloween at the Y, of course. So if for those of you that this might be of interest, Sober October, this is another event that you can put on your calendar. And, of course, lots of great information about the Y at their website, swcymca.org. I love Halloween, and there's so many cool things coming up for that. We, of course, will be having some PSAs coming on this airwaves and WIRI coming up this week about different activities happening, not only in Wisconsin Rapids, but elsewhere. And I just remembered there's some activities going on next weekend as well in Rome. Let me pull that out here real quick. Because next Saturday, the 28th, will be the Kids Halloween Party in Rome. That's going from 12 to 3 o'clock. The Rome Makers HCE, along with Visit Rome, will be hosting a family Halloween party and celebration at the Rome Town Center. Candy handout, photo booth at the gazebo, balloon animals, and more. It's sure to be spooktacular. I don't care if that's an overused word this time of year. I still love it. Also next Saturday, this is very cool, Sandhill Crane Spotting at the Sandhill Wildlife Area from 3 to 6. Sandhill cranes are one of the many wonders within the Sandhill Wildlife Area. Join the Friends of Sandhill to witness the spectacular showing of thousands of cranes coming in to roost on the Gallagher Marsh. They'll drive on the hiking trail near Gallagher Marsh and hike to the viewing area. People wearing camo or neutral colored clothing that is not black. That's what they're asking. Please wear that. That's what they're asking. Do not wear black, though. But something to keep you blended in with the surrounding area. Pre-registration is required before the 24th. That's coming up this week, along with a $15 registration fee per person. It's free for Friends of the Sandhill members. If you want any more information, please contact Vicki Palin, vpalin@tds.net, or 715-652-3131, 652-3131. All right, let's pause from that and take ourselves a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale ladies' Brunswick bowling shoes, size 7.5. They're new, $10. Also a bowling bag with a lot of compartments, and that will be $10. And the phone number is 715-424-1058. Thank you.
424-1058.
Yes.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
We got a couple of bowling items here for sale, ladies' bowling shoes and a bowling bag with many compartments, $10 for each of those. If you're interested, 424-1058, 424-1058. Looking ahead here to a couple of other things happening this week. I don't know. That's kind of wraps up the main Halloween items that are going on. But as we collect those, and like I said, we'll be talking about them next week on Over the Back Fence. And we'll be doing some PSAs for that as well as Halloween trick-or-treating times for the area communities here. We usually get from all the different cities, the Rapids, Port Edwards, Nakusa, Marshfield, Stevens Point, all of them. We collect all those official trick-or-treat times for Halloween or the weekend before, depending on what those cities do. And we'll have those for you throughout the week this week, going into the weekend as we look forward to Halloween. You know, moving past Halloween a little bit, we're going to talk about a great show that's coming up. And we can't talk about this one enough. James was lucky enough this last week to do an interview with the Arts Council for Sally and Eric joining him. But also joining him was Rudy Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers. They are going to be coming to the pack coming up Thursday, November 2nd at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center, like I said. These Grammy Award winners have dazzled audiences for more than 67 years. I did not read that wrong. 67 years. They have accrued a lifetime of noteworthy achievements in their storybook career and have accumulated 7 number one singles, 32 top 40 records, 24 studio albums, and 5 BMI Million Air Awards. As a solo writer, Larry ranks 4th on the Billboard's top 40 self-penned hits. Wow, 4th. That is absolutely amazing. They have performed just about everywhere. And they still perform about 50 shows a year, which is just so amazing. That interview that James did with Rudy just shows you how great these guys are, how comfortable they are being these performers, and they've been doing it for so long. It's a great show. It's of course they're country guys, but man, it's something else. If you want, go check out our sister station, WIRI. We've got plenty of Gatlin Brothers music playing on there throughout the day, and sometime coming up this week, maybe next week, we'll see. We've got some tickets. We're going to be giving away tickets for the Gatlin Brothers on November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $54 for adults, $10 for students. You can purchase them 24/7 at savorthearts.com. You can also call 424-2787, 424-2787 for personal assistance, or stop by 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids. Business hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30 p.m. Those are the hours, and let's support this. This is going to be a great show. These guys, they know what they're doing. They've been performing for a very, very long time. Also, really quick, Larry Gatlin will be conducting a songwriting workshop at the PAC at 1 p.m. on November 2nd for area students. How cool is that? It's free of charge thanks to a sponsorship from the Mead Witter Foundation. Doesn't cost anything, and you get to learn a little bit about songwriting from one of the best. Oh my gosh, that's going to be such a cool event. Can't wait to see that going on. All right, I think now is a good time for us to take another break here on WFHR on Over the Back Fence here. Stay with us. We'll be going over a few more items there, listen to some more Halloween music just because I want to, and more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 51, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 34. High temperatures reach up to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
Welcome back, one and all, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Beware the blob, everyone. Oh, goodness. That's a good movie, though. It's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie. Really, Steve McQueen would like that movie. I mean, it's great. It's awesome. But I digress. Let's get back to what we're here for. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. For the last few minutes we got here, I am going to play a Halloween song just for fun to wrap up the show today. But we got a few more things we're going to go over here and get you those last phone calls in if anyone out there would like to do so. We've got another great activity coming up at the Y coming in November. We've got Empowering Active Agers Forever Wellness Day. As our population lives longer, remaining active into our older years is very important. Learning different ways to be active while avoiding injury, especially as our bones age and become more susceptible to fractures, is even more important. Come learn about some of those activities to support your bone health journey. This is coming up at the Southwood County YMCA Sunday, November 5th from 12 to 2:30 p.m. This is for adults 55 and older. It is $10 for members, $15 for non-members. The agenda is as follows. From 12 to 1, Healthy Bone Fitness. From 12 to 12:30, Healthy Bone Workshop with Kathy Summey. 12:30 to 1, we've got Stretchy Bones Chair Flow. That sounds cool. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds cool. With Renee Kinney, we've got from 1 to 2, cooking demonstration, healthy snacks for bone health with Tiana Hamm, our very good friend Tiana Hamm, and all the great things she does at the Y. Shout out to her. And Linda Wingard, of course, Linda as well. Great stuff that they do over there. From 2 to 2:30, community resources with Sarah Wheeler. So this is a great opportunity to learn all kinds of great stuff. And we do encourage you to do that. So check it out. It's coming up on Sunday, November 5th. This is at the Y in Wisconsin Rapids for the Southwood County YMCA. Adults 55 and older, $10 for members, $15 for non-members. Keep that in mind as well. Just a general reminder that the second Monday of every month from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, 441 Garfield Avenue in Rapids, has their NAMI Portage and Wood County Family Support Meeting. NAMI, of course, is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. This is a support group that meets every second Monday at the United Methodist Church here in Rapids from 6 to 7:30. Use the rear entrance, please. This meeting is open to anyone over the age of 18 who has a family member or friend suffering a mental illness. For more information, give Helen a call, 715-213-6678, 713-213-6678 for more information. Go ahead and check that out there as well. I've got a couple of other things to quickly touch on here before we wrap up the show for today. 424-2600, of course, you still have a short amount of time to get in here. I want to remind everyone about the schedule coming up, not only for today, but tomorrow. Today, of course, starting in just over a half hour, we've got the pregame show for the Badger game, taking on the Fighting Illini in Champaign this week. Check that out, of course. Tune in for the entire Badger game. We have that, of course, one of the founders of the Badger Radio Network. That's right, WFHR. That's why we keep it here, everyone. That's happening today. Check out WFHR tomorrow. At 1 o'clock, we've got the rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Show, Tim's wonderfully fun show. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, do so. It was, of course, on at 7 o'clock this morning, but if you didn't get there, check it out at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's a great way to spend an afternoon getting your polkas and waltzes in there. Big shout out to Tim for all he does and the wonderful show he puts together. It wouldn't be the same without it. Tomorrow, also, we've got a new lineup for our Sunday evening block and here on WFHR. From 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. I've got a new show as well. It's State Songs. Songs about, well, not all the states. That would be too many songs. That's 50 songs, and I don't have enough time to fill. I get about half of them, so there might be a volume 2 coming up to finish up with the rest of the states, but that's okay. Check it out. Find out the states. It's not in any order. It's not alphabetical. It's not geographical. It's just where I thought they would fit the most. So check it out tomorrow. State Songs on Seth Face of the Music from 6 to 8. And then on Director's Cut, we got a new one from 8 to 9. James and I speak with a Reverend Beth Ron Habiger. Habiger. It's my wife, of course. She's came in to talk about the recent book sale at the Moravian Church, and that was very successful, I can tell you that. Of course, the farmer's market starting, and I forgot to mention that's going on as we speak over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Rapids. That's right. They ended the outside one last week. They go inside this week. Go check it out. They're going till 2 o'clock today at the Moravian Church. That's the Winter Indoor Farmers Market, going all winter long and kicking it off this week. Thanks, everyone who's gone there so far. But remember that it is there, everyone. It is inside. It is accessible. We've got an elevator. And go check it out there. And also food. Food will be served there this year. So go check out and see who is available for that. So she'll be talking about that as well on Director's Cut. And, of course, she'll be appearing in a show that's happening over in Stevens Point, our good friends at the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. They're putting on a production of Crazy for You, featuring all George and Ira Gershwin songs. And, as an added bonus, our good friend, Joel Goodness, who was in the original Broadway run of the show. That's right. All 5 years, Joel participated on Broadway in that show. He's come back home, and he's got a bigger role in it now, but he's helping them kick off this new musical, this new performance of this musical in Stevens Point coming up at the Century Theater. So check that out. And we have a little fun with her, of course. For those of you who know Beth, know that she worked at Disney, and so we have a fun Disney conversation as well to wrap up Director's Cut tomorrow from 8 to 9. And then, of course, our whole weekly schedule. We are on the Sunrise Show on WIRI, Wiscountry, from 7 to 8 every single morning. We've got a very special treat next Thursday. We'll be talking about that as the week goes on. We've got a very special guest coming in to join us Thursday morning on the Sunrise Show. And then from Monday to Friday, 8 to 10 mornings on WFHR right here on your radio dial here. Well, seeing I have no more calls here and looking like I want to keep the Halloween mood going, let's do a classic here, everyone. We're going to go out and start it with that classic song from Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, Monster Mash. Everyone have a great weekend.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash.
Easy, dear boy. You impetuous young boy.
Mash. Good.
Monster Mash.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug.